Embikweni awethule izolo uhulumende weZimbabwe uveze ongajabuli kwakhe ngenyathela elithethwe ngumongameli Joe Biden kwele malika lokuqinisa isijeziso sokumongameli Mnangagwa lomsekeli wakhe umnumzana Constantine Chiwenga labanye babo abakuzanu PF lamankampani adlelana labo. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi imelika kumele iveze ubufakazi bokwephulwa kwelungelo loluntu nguMnangagwa kanye nemsebenzi yenkohlakalo aphatheke kiyo. Umphathi ntambo obona ukukhitshwa kwembiko uDr Jenfan Musere uthi
the government of Zimbabwe condemns the perpetuation of the heinous sanctions against Zimbabwe and their intended effects to decimate our economy.
Uhulumende weZimbabwe kavumelani lokuqhubeka kufakwa izijeziso zenotho ezilimaza umnotho wethu. Ngokunjalo asijabuleli ukukhitshwa kwabanye kuluhlu lwezijeziso zenotho.
Uhulumende kamongameli Joe Biden wetheza uMnangagwa labanye bakhe umlando wokwephula amalungelo oluntu kanye lokuphatheka unkohlakalo. Noma nje leZimbabwe lona likhala ngokuthi akuphathisi kakhulu kwesula ingxenye yezijeziso zenotho, umongameli Hakainde Hichilema wakele Zambia kanye lomongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi wakele Botswana bamukele ukwesula kwezijeziso zenotho. UMasisi uthi inyathela leli liyathembisa.
But it's really encouraging that finally some of our calls have been responded to.
Kuyathembisa kakhulu, yikho wakathi sikukhalela. Akhuthaza elemelika kanye leZimbabwe ukuthi sihlale etafuleni ukuze kuyosungulwe izijeziso zenotho ngokupheleleyo.
Kodwa ucubungula ezombusazwe umzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi elemelika alingeke livume ukukhulumisana leZimbabwe uma kulokunye ungasezwa ngaphambi kokwesula kwezijeziso zenotho zonke.
Angiboni ukuthi iAmelika izalalela lokho okukhulunywa yiZimbabwe ngoba vele laba abaseleyo abaveli abasizibaxolelwe uhulumende wethu engikaguquli izenzo zakhe.
I-ofisi yeMelika ebona indaba ze-Afrika ibambe umhlangano ebulenjini namuhla lapho egcizelele ukuthi kayisoze yekethise phezu kwezijeziso zenotho eZimbabwe noma nje abanye sebephume kulolu luhlu. Omele umsekeli kamabhalani kwindaba ze-Afrika uhulumende weMelika umnumzana David Gaynor uthi balokhe bekhathazeke nesimo esikhona eZimbabwe.
Our policy towards Zimbabwe has not changed, but our sanction tools have. We continue to have serious concerns about human rights abuses and corruption.
Indlela esiphatha ngayo udaba leZimbabwe alukantshintshi, kodwa indlela esiphatha ngayo izijeziso zenotho isintshintshile. Siqhubeka sikhathazeka ngokungahlonitshwa kwelungelo loluntu kanye lenkohlakalo.
Uhulumende kaBiden uthi izijeziso ezintsha ezigcinileyo zifakelwa labo abephula ilungelo loluntu njalo abaphatheka kunkohlakalo eZimbabwe. Ekwesuleni izijeziso zenotho ezintsha lezi, usebenzise imithetho yabomongameli yethula mnyaka yonke eyama-executive orders. UBiden ufake ezinye njalo izijeziso zenotho eziphansi kohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngemali lempahla kwamanye amazwe ole-Office of Foreign Affairs Assets Control. Izijeziso lezi zingaphansi kohlelo lwe-Global Magnitsky Program olusekelwa lidale le-Congress. Abafakelwe izijeziso lezi ezintsha ababikwa besephula ilungelo loluntu njalo besebenzisa inkohlakali bakuxela uMnangagwa, umkakhe unkosikazi Auxillia Mnangagwa, umsekeli kamongameli uRetired General Constantine Chiwenga, labanye abakubandla lezanu PF kanye lamankampani ambalwa. Ngumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7, Sabron Kwele Botswana.